here in today's Lely Radio Sports page for a Spotlight Athletes segment with PCM's Addison Steenhead. Eddie, you want to just kind of start off talking a little bit about kind of what's the transition like for you? You know, you had a great volleyball season again this year for PCM, and your transition kind of from volleyball into basketball season.
Yeah, it's definitely been different. I mean, they're completely different sports with a lot of different people. So obviously, like, the conditioning, that's a big thing that Sam's definitely been vocalizing on, which is obviously good for us. I think we're definitely going to try and get out and run a lot this year. But also just, like, it's a different role for me in basketball than it was for volleyball, I feel like. With only two seniors, I think it's kind of a big job of not only ours, but, like, even Tori's, just to lead all the younger girls that we have. So, yeah, just kind of the conditioning is different. Practices are a lot faster paced, but, I mean, everybody that's on the court loves it, so.
You know, you being, you know, before you had mentioned that you'd participated in track, but being basically a four-sport athlete in your time at PCM, do you feel like you're kind of going nonstop, especially because you were, in, you know, on a part of a state softball team last year? You go right from that into volleyball and now right into basketball?
Yeah, it's definitely a lot. I mean, not only on your body, but also mentally. It's kind of hard to not get a break. I think it's just kind of like surrounding yourself with people who, I mean, Tori does the same thing as me. It's obviously not easy because you're not just trying to do well in the sport, but also work on other things in the off season. So we stay busy, but you just got to find the things that you love and just do your best at it. So.
Yeah, you mentioned Tori, too. You two have been very, you know, very productive and have brought a lot of success to the basketball court for PCM. Kind of what's that partnership been like between you two to be able to, you know, do you feel like you work really well together on the basketball court?
I think so. I mean, being cousins, we've also always grown up just playing with each other, against each other, even at, like, family reunions. And also, like, we both love the sport so much. We kind of share that respect for the sport. And I have so much respect for her, just the way that she plays the game, her effort, her determination. I mean, she loves it so much. And it's just, like, it's an honor to play next to someone who has as much talent and also as much drive. And I think that also kind of helps me be better, because if you have somebody that's next to you that's constantly grinding and fighting, it just makes you want to be the best version of yourself, too.
Yeah, do you have a favorite, you know, in all that you've participated so far in high school, do you have a favorite sports memory? I can imagine that qualifying for state in softball was probably up there, but do you have, you know, a favorite?
I mean, qualifying for state and even just the state experience would probably mean I'm my number one. But outside of that, my sophomore year, it was my sister's senior night for basketball, and we beat Roland Story, which the first time we played them, we definitely did not beat them. So it was just a really cool feeling, not only just because it was her senior night, but also just it was a good win for everybody.
Do you feel like that you've had a specific coach that's maybe, like, left the biggest impact on you, or a coach that you would really see as a mentor kind of in your life?
I would say Sam or Jason. I would say in different ways. They've made me be a better athlete, not just in basketball. I mean, like, all across the board. They've made me a better person, a better leader. Sam definitely vocalizes on body language and, like, being a leader. And I think that's made me better. Jason has made me kind of respect my body a little bit more. And he definitely makes me, like, take a step back and realize the impact that I can make for my teammates and also for myself. Like, the more work I put in, the better the outcome will be. And I think they just made me better, not just as an athlete, but as a person too.
Yeah, talk about being a leader. You know, your coaches for basketball and volleyball have both expressed to me that you've been a leader on the court. You know, what does that kind of mean to you, and how do you do that now that you're going to be in this, you know, seniority role throughout your senior year?
It's definitely, I'm very grateful that my coaches have put that on me and, like, have the trust in me to be the leader on the court. It's kind of bittersweet just because it is my senior year of basketball, and it's kind of a hard feeling to have. But also, I just, like, I want to be there for my teammates. I want to be somebody they look up to because I have experienced 4 years of this sport and of most sports. So I feel like I can kind of share my guidance and hopefully, like, my love for the sport with other people and just help them have a good year too.
Do you think feel like this upcoming basketball season is a little unique situation that you're bringing back almost the entire team besides Al Davis, who graduated last year, but really you're bringing back all your starters? I know Georgia Teeter is suffering from a little bit of an injury right now, but is it kind of nice to be able to have almost identical team from last year?
Oh, 100%. I mean, I think it makes a really big difference because we have some girls that knew how we played last year, and we all felt the way that we felt after Monticello, and we all know that we never want to feel that way again. So every girl is just as driven as the girl next to them. And you mentioned Georgia, like, she's out, but she has been, like, such a positive leader, and it's going to be a big loss losing her. But we're hopeful with Libby and some of the other freshmen that they can come in and do their job. But I think having an experienced team playing against teams like Roland Story and those better teams, like, that'll just make us that much better.
Yeah, you mentioned that Monticello game last year. Obviously, don't want to probably rehash a whole lot of that. But, you know, what would be one thing that you would say as a team this year that you guys need to do to, you know, if you get into a situation and play a really good team like that next year where you guys could maybe come out on top?
I mean, practices. We thought we were practicing hard last year, but I think, like, in the off season, we definitely were pushing ourselves a lot better. We were all in the weight room getting bigger because I honestly think those girls are just bigger, stronger than us. I think that with our talent this year, we could probably beat Monticello from last year. We just all put in a lot of work. Our practices are really fast and really quick, and girls are putting a lot of pressure on each other, which I think it's good for us. And I think we are going to be a better team this year than we were last year.
Lottie, kind of before we close, you know, do you, I know you're in your senior year. We're just sitting at a November point, but have you given thoughts to what your future plans are going
to
be?
Yeah, I think I'm just going to go to Iowa State next year. I'm going to major in management information systems. I thought about playing basketball in college, but I think I'm kind of ready to just be a student. I've been doing sports my whole life, and I'm kind of ready to just move on, try some new things. I'll obviously still be playing basketball and all those other things, whether it's intramurals or just playing with my friends. But, yeah, I think I'm ready to just be a kid again. So.
Lance, Eddie, for visiting with me. Best of luck in your upcoming basketball season.
Thank you.
It's been a Spotlight Athlete segment with PCM senior Addison Steenhook.